Okay, so the topic of the Chabura today is going to be Karka Ein and Exeles. I noticed between Karka Ein and Exeles and Harsha that I tend to be attracted to topics which could go on for a month. So we're going to try to not do that, which was painful because it meant shrinking down, but there's a lot more to say than what we'll get through today. Hopefully we'll have a productive hour 45 minutes. So there's I guess the best place to start is really the Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We hit this when we were doing Hagozal Kama on Daf Tzadi Hei, right? But really the original study really has to be the Limud in the beginning of the Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Mishnah says Shapa Nahar Omer Lo Haresha Chalafanecha, right? In the event that the river has flooded. Right, so then you can tell the guy, take it back as is. The Gemara says on top of that, Tan Rabbanan, Hagozel Sada Mechaver V'Shatva Nahar. Right, so somebody steals through Gzela, he steals a field, and then it was flooded by the river. Chayv Lahamid Lo Sada Acher Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Right, so for Rabbi Elazar, you have to replace the flooded field with a one which is in an unflooded state, right? Presumably, Keshas HaGzeva. That's the position of Rabbi Elazar. Chachamim Omrim, Omer Lo Haresha Chalafanecha. Right? And the Chachamim say, no, you can return the destroyed field as is. Like a Miflagi, Rabbi Elazar Darash Ribui Miyute, right? The Rabbi Elazar's position derives from the way that he darshens the Pesukim, through Ribui Miyut, the Kichesh Ramiso. Riboy, but because on miet kol asher yishava alav l'shaker chaz av a riba, riba miet a riba, riba kol umai ravi, ravi kol miet, umai miet miet shtaros. Right, so Rabbi Elazar comes out saying that everything is included in gzela, with the exception of shtaros. Right, even according to Rabbi Elazar, shtaros einan nigzalos. Right, but when it comes to karka, Rabbi Elazar thinks that karka is stolen, whatever exactly that means. And nafkamina is going to be, right, that you cannot simply return the destroyed field that you stole, just as would be the case with metal. Okay. As opposed to the Rabbanan. Where are you? Rabbanan darshi kalu prati, right? They don't go with riboy mi and riboy, they go with kalu prati. V'kichesh klal v'pikadon prat o mikol chazar v'kala, right? Kal prat or klal, yatadan elekin a prat, ma prat davar hamataltel v'gufa mamanaf kol davar hamataltel v'gufa maman, right? Anything that's stolen has to be similar to a pikadon, and a pikadon is both portable and it is it has intrinsic value. Yatsu karkos shei mataltelin, yatsu avan v'shuk shelok karkos, Yatsu shtaros shavish mataltlin ein gufan mam. Right, so shtaros are out because they have no intrinsic value, as opposed to pikadon. Karka is out because it has it is not portable, and avadu are out because even though they are portable, they are similar. They are hukash to karkas. So now the question we have to ask is, what exactly does it mean when the Gemara says karka ein an exalus, right? So we have one nafkamina on the board, right? The fact that you can return the destroyed field as is. But what else is going on, right? How exactly are we going to define this? Before kind of launching into any other Gemara's Rishonim, it's important to remember, at least when I was learning this, I tend to get so wrapped up in the Shita of the Chachamim, right? Because after all, that's the Shita of karka ein an exalus. It's important to remember that there's also the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who thinks that karka is nigzales. And not only that, but he has a gzeres akasev to derive it from, right? So going forward, right, we're going to have to figure out in Rabbi Elazar, in the Chachamim, what's coming from Svara and what's coming from the gzeres akasev, right? What's Chiddush HaTorah in the realm of karka in and nigzales? It's important to remember balancing that, right, that it's possible slash probable that Rabbi Elazar is making a Chiddush, has a gzeres akasev teaching a Chiddush HaTorah, that karka is nigzales, right? So, you know, it's always possible that one is more of a svar, the other is more of a chiddush. It's possible that both are chidushim. It's possible that in certain cases, right, you'd expect the din to go one way. In certain cases, you'd expect the din to go the other way, right? But just important to keep that on the record as we dive in. The other point important to remember as we dive in is the Gemara at the very beginning of Meruba, right, which had another limud on Samach Beis and Beis. There we go. Right, so the talking about Kefal. Where is it? Yeah, right. So the Gemara says, "Not immediately." And Rabban, I'll call the Rapasha Klal, I'll Shor v'Chamor, I'll Sa, I'll Sam l'Prat, I'll call Aveda Chazer v'Kalal, Klal v'Prat, I'll call Yatadan Elkin Aprat, Ma Aprat Mufurish Davar Metaltel v'Gufa Mamon, I'll call Davar Metaltel v'Gufa Mamon, Yatsu Karkos Sheina Metaltelin, Yatsu Avada B'Shuk Shel Karkos, Yatsu Shtaros Sheavav B'Shem Metaltelin Ein Gufa Mamon, Yatsa Hektish Re Ehu Ksit. Right. So the talking about what we have Kefil for. Right. So we got for the world of Gzela. To the world of Geneva, right? And once again, there's a klal pradu klal, which is coming to exclude karkos, coming to exclude avadim for the same reason, coming to exclude shtaros, and we're also excluding hektish, right? And here, Rabbi Elazar doesn't say anything, right? So I guess in theory, he could argue with this klal pradu klal as well, right? But there's no reason to, right? there's no evidence of anybody arguing that there is kefel in karkos. Right, so we have one lima that karka in an exalus. We have a second lima that there's no kefel for karka. I forgot a Rambam nazik, and that's actually not done. Okay, Shkai, that'll be good for later. Right, so it's just interesting to point out that we need two different limudim on the one hand, and that Rabbi Elazar doesn't argue with one. Right, he only argues when it comes to gzela. Okay, so with that as like the basic background, let's try to delve into some of Rishonim, and as we go through some of the Rishonim, we'll go through some of the main Gemaras as well. The first main kind of world of approaches you could have to karka in and exalas is very simple and also very shocking, right? You could say that there's no mice exela, right? It is impossible to steal land. It is physically there is no act of exela. You have not violated the sin of exela, for example, right? Somebody, right? If we get even Moshe's most hardened list of Mizuyan, right? Let's pretend he's a Gazan for a second, not a Ganav. No, exactly. Right, and he forced you off of your field at gunpoint, right? We're going to say that you have not violated low tixel. Right, reason for that potentially, very simply, is you can't take land, right? so there's at the Sfarim sale last year, they have this new three-volume, like beautiful red Tshuvos of the Maharam with this like fancy index. So I've been like trying to use it because, you know, I was for years hoping they'd come out with one that you could use, and now there is, where you can, like, there's a Maftayach, and you can find stuff all over. So I was going through him to see if I could come up with anything, and there, so that's why there are a couple of Maharams on the, course. But, right now, the one which is, at the top of the course. Exactly. What? Exactly. I mean, if they've come out with a fancy Maram and the exactly, then that, you know, let me know. But, okay. So there's a tshuva in the Maram, which the footnote says was that actually written by the Maram, and that's going to be important because otherwise you'd have a major stira, as we'll see later in the Chavura. Apparently, it's a tshuva of Rabbi Yehuda Bal Sefer Adin, Talmud Rabbi Gershon. And the shaila is as follows: we have Reuven, and Reuven is a known and hardened gazlan of Shimon's karka. We know that he stole karka from Shimon. I'm not sure why he hasn't gotten it back yet. And now there is a court case between Reuven and Levi. And Reuven is supposed to take a shavua to get out of it, right? So the Shaul asks, we know that karka ain't an exela, so even though this Reuven is a hardened karka Caesar, should we say that he's not possible for shavua? Because after all, Karka in and exalts, right? So maybe he's still an upstanding member of halakhic society. The response he gets back is that you're totally misunderstanding what Karka in and exalts means. Karka in and exalts does not mean that you have not violated a Maisik Zela. In fact, he has done so, right? And all that it means is that there's not going to be a kin, right? Yeah, Shashina Rashus are not going to be effective in Karkos, but we're not going to say that that Reuven is not a Karka thief. He is a Goslin. He has a shame Begavre is a shame Goslin. He's possible to Shvua. And don't stop misunderstanding what Karka in an Exiles means. Okay, that's Reuven the Balsafer. Tosas and Bava Metzia don't see it that way. Right, Tosos and Bava Metzia and Daf Samach Aleph, right? So they're asking, when the Gemara is talking about all the various limudim that we had come up in the early Shulchan Aruch, right? And Tosos right there just say black on white that there is no there's no act of Gzela, there's no Maisa Gzela be Karkos because they cannot be physically taken. Right, let me just get the exact lashon. Give me 1 second. Right, the karka ina nixeles ina min amikra elamishum di yafshal azuzam imkoma. Aval avdi denai di afagav dukshal karkos yavor below six. Right, so Tosas are open to the possibility of somebody violating the Lo Sigzol in stealing Avadim, but they say there's no Gzela Bikarkos, not because of a Gzer Sakasov per se, but simply because, right, if somebody's stealing land, we may define that as trespassing, right, but we can't define that as, we can't define that as theft. Theft Gzela definitionally means taking something, Bershuscha, throwing the guy off of his land is not going to count. Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know. We'll hold off till the two of the rush, but I don't know. Do you think so?
I guess it depends what he means by not being over on most things. He could just mean not over on most things in the sense that, you know, in terms of their relation to the Hefsa, you haven't violated most things for a few, like a full few of Zila, but.
I think, he hasn't violated Lo Sigzol. Like, you know, it's not in his Yom Kippur list. Yeah, what if I?
So, why do you need a Xeris Akasif then?
So, I mean, yeah, we're gonna come back to this. Part of that, first of all, you might need a Xeris Akasif for Avadim. You might not need a Xeris Akasif as far as this being a Chiddush. You might need a Xeris Akasav to confirm the din, right? In other words, Rabbi Elazar is darshaning in the other direction, right? We might need a rival lima. But hold on to that because it's gonna come back.
So
won't ask
how many you just
said. The Seder Gamor. That sounds good to me. Okay. The other reason everyone quotes, or at least people I've seen, who thinks that there's a real limit on the Isser of Lo Sigzol, is a tshuva of the Rush. Although if you look at it carefully, he's actually coming from a very different place than the Tosfos and Mabasiya are coming from. That's the Rush, Klal Tzadi Hei Siman Aleph. And there he says, by the way, this is Moshe meant to have this from his Chabur, but Siyata Dishmaya, it dropped out, so it's fresh for me. Exactly. So says the Rush, Yata Avayar Din Gezal Karka, I'm going to explain to you what it means to steal Karka. Kachu Ames, the Shalash Averos Hain, the Indian Gezal. There are three Averos which are always violated when somebody steals. Harishonab Machshava, Shemes Ave, Beliva, the Maman Chavir, right? The first is he violates Losis Ave. The Hashnia b'dibor shamadaber ilu hayan osa hamaman shalo. The second one is, I'm not really so sure what this means. He's speaking as if the money was his. I was wondering if that is supposed to mean that he's lotachmud and meaning that he's actually endeavoring to achieve the money, I think is what supposed to mean. V'hashlishes v'motzi machshavta v'dibur l'fawal v'olech v'golz v'lam achadveya. Right. Number three is after dreaming of theft and trying to acquire the object, right, so finally you have the actual act of gzeila. And then he says a little bit later on that clause number three you don't have in Karkaos, right? Lo sigzol, step three has not been violated. But the reason he gives is because he says that's what we get from the limud of Karkain and Exalus. He says the klal prat uklal is actually what teaches us that there is no maisa. Where he comes off from there is that since from a from a physical perspective, I could have defined gzeila as including what is done when you steal karkaos, right? And the lack of gzeila stems from the limud of karkain and exalus. Let me explain a little bit more. The limud of karkain and exalus tells me that the object remains in the land remains in the rishus of the nigzal. Right, so since the land remains in the rishus of the nigzal legally, despite the fact that you've thrown them out physically, that means that we can't define this as a maisa gzeila, right? Because the rush is assuming a maisa gzeila means, right, that you have assaulted the kinyan of the nigzal. The kinyan of the nigzal remains perfectly intact because of the klal prat uklal, which tells you the karka in an exalus, and it's always going to go back to him, right? And so therefore, you have not violated those sigzal. However, if he takes an action, which, physically speaking, right, he performs an act of consumption on the karka, which is going to deprive the nigzal in a real and not strictly conceptual sense, then, says the Rosh, is going to be, then there will be a maisa lo sigzal. Because, after all, the only reason why there's no maisa aveira is because the Torah was memayit your maisa gzeila from any kinyanim, and with no hope of kinyanim comes no gzeila. But in the event that he eats off of the land or he's living in your house, so that is just physically, realistically speaking, an act of theft, right? So according to Rush, that's going to be maisa gzeila. Tosas and Bava Metzia wouldn't say that, right? Because they're understanding that the hafka of karkaos from lo sigzol is just that we define lo sigzol as seizing something and taking it into your actual rishas.
That would be theft, or that would be math.
Which
if
would?
If you're master, the karka, you eat the karka. No.
He says that would be theft. He says if you just build a fence and a moat around the field and prevent the nigzal from ever or the victim from ever walking in, that he says we'll call grama bin azikin. But once you begin consuming, so then that's going to be called gzeila. Yeah.
Isn't he? I thought he was talking about you stole the tashmish. In other words, you committed lo sigzol on the hana of the guy, not on the roof of the guy. Again, according to me, that would be also be lo sigzol.
Given the way he sets it up, I don't know why you need to say that.
The reason I would say that is because by barring somebody from their property, it's grama.
Right.
But one step more than that, you're barring him from being mishtamish with his karka. So when you use his karka, that's tashmisha. As opposed to if you think you can actually steal the physical karka, so then barring him from the land should also be physically stealing. If barring him from tashmishin, if you take bar him and also do tashmishin, so then it's mistabuized lo sigzol.
Because I've gained what I've not only deprived him of something, but I've taken it from him.
Right, but you deprived him from his tashmishin. You deprived him from using his karka.
Right.
So now I'm using his karka instead. So I don't see any hechra from there that you're being over lo sigzol on gufa karka.
Could be. That's just how I read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any way to prove what I'm saying either.
Just conceptually, the way you were saying it, where are you drawing your lines? The drasha, you said the drasha works very differently than for a type one. The drasha tells me that the karka never leaves the nixel and shorts, the male can absorb.
Right, exactly.
But if you could somehow, the way you're saying, if I could sort of, if I could capture the karka in a way that it is, comes to my shorts and never goes back to his, that way, where is it?
Yeah, if I'm consuming the karka.
Right, I mean, I brought it so far into me. Kaviyo.
Then it's, we can't, it's not shy to talk about.
It's a depth that comes to me, that this thing. Nothing about how far it is from, it's more important that it came more into me than how far it took it from him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, talk with Talpin for a second to get an easier example. So if I steal your slice of pizza, and Luyusir, there was Xeris Akasov, right, that even though it's Alpidin, it's still your pizza, even though it's on the kitchen table,
right?
But once I've eaten your pizza...
Right, it's totally exempt.
Yeah.
And Xeris Akasov couldn't have... I mean, there's some basic svar that sort of limits Xeris Akasov in that sense.
I think the answer would be, what would it mean? What would it mean for you to have... For what the Goslin to have consumed to still be considered Brishus and Nigzal. That's a fait accompli. Like it's.
That's sort of coming towards what the rabbi thinks about Avodah. Right? I mean, what you're kind of saying is the Rosh is accomplishing in Karka, in true Karka, what you have by Avodah. Which I can hear the Svara, but it sort of leaves you. You're saying the Rush broke down the section, which the rabbi thought was the rabbi then would be able to. What you gain from saying it the way you're saying, the rabbi would be a dark person. The rabbi can't imagine that because he doesn't have that seer where Karka becomes so gone.
The Rush isn't talking about the Ingram Baps in the Karka.
See?
I thought the Rush was talking about that you're using it as a temporary.
I mean, I've never seen the Rosh. What you're saying is just using the Rosh.
Right, no, it's not, he's not Kiche, and he's planting, growing, harvesting, living
eating,
in the...
Is it the eating of the fruits of Zinga?
It's both.
Yeah.
Or is it using?
It's... On a pair of shots on that over Mishum Batsegdo. And Shtamish Bebayis Lo Elas Ha Labayim. Labayim over Mishum Batsegdo.
It ties back to emotion I was talking about before, because you could... There's kind of a gray zone here. In other words, at first he drives home the chelik of... If all you've done is be Moneahim, that's not Gzela. Right? Now, then the other examples he gives happen to all deal with Shemesh and Peyrus. So, you know what I mean?
I think I missed it.
Okay, so when the Rosh in the beginning says that if it is...
Devil languages?
Yeah. Okay, so he's talking about, right, you have the three Averos, right? Uv Mikarkai, Lo Shayach, meaning Lo Sigzal, right? The one we just talked about is not Shayach for Karkos. Why? Kinismatu Mikalu Prat, Gabi Hashem Gzelos, Misham Lam Nuchachanim, Shem Shat Benahar, Al Gazal Avadim, Vezkin, Omer Lo Harisha Chalafanacha. Hilkach, Im Gazal Sada, Velo Harsha, Velo Zara, O Gazal Bayes, Velo Nishtamishpo, Inkan Bal Tigzal, Kibishus Bailam Heim Omdim. Afal pisha mana esabailim in lashtamish prakarka shalahen groma bin ezekin hu venochai vlashalim labailim klo. Then they put in the brackets. Avalam acha hagazan apera shalasad over mishum baltigzol kibrishas abailim gidel vim vi that should probably be vechin im nishtamish rabayas ohel eschar labailim vi over mishum baltigzol the after nistalka kolkish yascha vashal. So
he doesn't expect that it's character, right? Could that not be that you're taking the Shmishim, like the way Moshe was saying?
It, yeah,
okay. 100%. It could be there is no Tzir of Gezel and Karkos. That's what the Miyot does. These are just Tzir where I violate Gezel, which started with my being type of Karkos.
I didn't think so because... You know, he started with, Im Gezel saw that... Im Gazal saw that below Asa X, Y, and Z, right, then he hasn't violated of Sigzol.
Right, but he would not.
But the focus was in Gazal Sada, and he didn't do X, Y, and Z, then there's no Baal Tzitzis.
So you're saying you believe that you wouldn't have the violation of Baal Tzitzis here if you didn't have the first step of Gazal Sada. Let's say someone went and did this Tashmisha in a way that wasn't going to answer the Bible.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying you would have Gzelas Sada if you begin. Yeah, exactly.
How'd that work that you have Gzelas Sada just by Ishtamshus?
Well, you have a Maiseser.
What's the Maiseser of Karkin and Gzelas?
That's what you're trying to explain. The Karkin and Gzelas is limited where you don't just.
Right. Meaning primarily Karkin and Nigzales is a Hafkas Kenyan. Mamela, that's going to remove your Maise Isser most of the time. But there are cases you could construct where you have one without the other, for sure. That's what he said.
So you get a Kenyan just by...
No. There's never a Kenyan because the primary focus of the Xerxes Akasa is a Hafkas Kenyan.
Okay. What happens when you start using the house?
So now you've come up with the Maise Isser.
Maise
Isser
of what?
Of Gzela.
Gzela on kinyan. What? On the karka?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. There are no kinyan on the karka because the pasuk says you can't make kinyan on karka.
Right. But then when you use the house, now there's a Gzela on the karka?
Now there's a Maise Gzela.
Maise Gzela and the Shein Gam.
Right.
From what?
The classic Shabbatic. Maybe the Shabbatic the karka, now I'm thinking Maise the karka. Mm. Maybe. That's
just don't all that's roofed out is kinyan exactly. You're basically saying that he understands that the reason that typically there's no Maisa and Isser is because when you gauge everything by virtue of the Hafgos Kinyonim from the Nigzal, so since there are no Kinyonim Gzela here, so nothing is happening. But it's not that in principle there's no Maisa.
Right, exactly. That's the major difference between the Rashi and Tosos. Well, one of them. But.
Why
then
did they say that the Shtamshus on the Peros creates Baal Sigzol Kiver Shus Abaylim Vada? According to you, it shouldn't be totally under Shus Bailim, because that's just the Mir Fazaka and the Karkos, the Rishtamshus. Here you're saying it's Gazela, because those Peros were Niskatla versus the original Bailim.
That's why it's...
Havalim, Achala Gazan Aperos Shul Sada Ur Mishin Bal Tegzo, Giver Shus Habayim Gaza.
Right, because... So therefore,
that's
because Karka and Exalus, and so these pairs are, and so they're still, it's still shy to talk about Gzela here.
No, why
it's 10 years ago. I threw them off the land 10 years ago, and this is a new batch of Peros.
Right.
So how is it a vice of Gzela to consume the Peros?
Because now you're going
to
cut up on the Karka.
But it wouldn't be relevant to talk about that if they weren't Rishos Bailim.
Why? They're Rishos Akarka, and you're doing Gzela on the Karka.
Right. So if it's owned by the Bailim, then you can talk about Gzela. If it's not owned by the Bailim, you can't talk about Gzela. Why is that a...
Why?
If the problem is that you were Zoreya and you were Oder and you created the Peros in this Karka, then that's the... Be massive, survival, nothing, they would be fine. If the problem was that the fact that the Peros were, right? I mean, the Gizel Haperos Makarikos makes it that when you eat them, now you're over. Like, well, it's not the Achila, it's not the Achila of stuff that grew in his Karka, it's the fact that you were Megadol. It's like they put the work in. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the word?
Meaning, why is the focus on meaning, when the question was Avim Achal HaGazan HaPeros, so you pointed out correctly, I think, that the mashmas from before was that in Gazal Sada, below Harsha, below Zara, mashma that had you been Choresh, had you been Zareya, you would have been over. So I even are just kind of furthering the question, say, okay, fine, you'll be here, but then why say, Ovim Mishabal, in the second last line, Ovim Mishabal Tigzol, keep your shush and violent you. Again, seems to emphasize again the fact that it's the fact that they had grown and now you're eating them, and not the fact that you grew them.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, first of all, I'm not sure what the... Hello? It should be Bershus Abaylim Gidlu, no?
Yeah, but
Meaning, you can't be saying that since you grew them, Brishas Bailim, you're over when you eat them. That wouldn't make any sense. Right? So.
Is he just saying that therefore you're taking it away from them? You weren't taking away anything from them in a typical case because of no kinyan. But here, they do belong to him because it is God's Brishas, so you are taking away.
Right.
So that's the example. Whenever you're taking something away from the Nigzal, even if it's karka that you're taking away from the Nigzal, that constitutes Sela. So his emphasis on the Rishus of the Bailin is to establish that that's...
But there's Nela potential.
There's Hafkos Kinyonim, and therefore it is... It's a Zela, I think.
If the point, another trying to make the point that what changes with Ishtamshus is not a separate Maisik Zela on the Pashmishin, but now it's like a deeper interaction with the Karka, and this constitutes here Zela Sakarka.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying it's Afka from the Bailin. The Shiur of Zela Bakarka, at least as a Maisavera, as an Isur, as a Shame Gazlan, is depending on what impact what you're doing has on the Bailin. Who really own the karka.
Right.
Know what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's Gzela on the karka. Right.
We'll call this Gzela's karka, yeah.
So what changes according to you when you have Ishtamshus? Why is that different than regular just...
Because it...
You're not taking from the Bible, but it's adversely affected the Bible.
Yeah.
Well... Why isn't that just Gzela on the...
Well, Bailim? I've... The Bailim has... The Bailim has lost and I have gained.
Gained Peros. But where do you ever get Gzela Sakarka from the Gzela on the Peros?
Gain something on the Bible. You didn't steal the Peros on the Bible. Usually Gzela means you stole something that belonged to the original Bible.
Right.
Here you're being Monea him from his deal and also growing Peros on it. They weren't his Peros.
Or
they were his Peros.
Yeah,
there is Peros. There is Peros. And I'm living in his house and I'm enjoying his air conditioning.
Peros.
And
you stole a field full of Peros?
It's a possible steal. Why not? Yeah.
I don't think so. He's talking about you grew your own parents.
Why?
That's his field, right?
Yeah.
The violence field.
And same with Dar Beso, Shalom Bershu stuff. Right? Okay.
If a person, let's say, they walk into someone's field, and they have like a lawn chair and put their feet up and drink lemonade and say it's theirs, but they don't eat Paris or anything, but they say it's theirs, is that...
What act, if I just put up a lawn chair in your field and drink lemonade, what possible act of zeal have I done?
And saying that it's yours.
I don't see why that would be, why that would register.
So you're saying that it has to, it's dafka, the tashmishim in a way.
Yeah, what benefit am I getting from your backyard?
You place this up, your lawn chair.
Yeah.
You're saying it's dafka, some sort of tashmish that actually is makaser the other
people. I imagine so. I don't know. Okay. I just we may have to cut things short. There's a third model, which is really kind of going back to Tosfos Ben Metzia, but less strong, which comes from the Netziv and HaMikdaber. The Netziv asks, why does Lo Tachmot have to single out Lo Tachmot Beis Ariyacha? Right? Why does it have to single out Lo Tachmot on the house? And the answer he gives is that since Karka in an Exeles, the Torah has to compensate for that by saying that there's still an Isser of Lo Tachmot in the picture. Right, so since, even though there's, despite the fact that there's no Avera of Lo Sigzol in Karkos, most of the time, there's still going to be an Isser of Lo Sachmot. What's tricky with the Netziv is that it's hard to pin down what the exact case is where there is Maisa Zela. So let me just take one step back for 1 second. The Netziv, like Tosas and Bava Metzia, thinks that we're saying strictly from a physical perspective it's not shayach to talk about a Maisa Zela on Karkaos, right? It's not that, like the Rash, that Alpidin, there are no Kinyam and Karka, and Mela, there's no Maisaser. No, the fact that I can't physically seize Karka is what prevents there from usually being a Maisaser of Gzela, and that's why we have Losach mode, singling out and emphasizing Beisacha. The Nitziv says that there are times where you have Gzeila B'Karkaos. What's hard is to figure out what he thinks the bar is, right? In other words, if we want to get a precise definition of what how Gzeila is going to be defined, right? So it's not as strong as Tosos, but it's hard to figure out. He says Hasagas Gvul is the example he gives, right? Which we'll get to a little bit later, hopefully. Where the Sefri says that there is a Nisr Gazel involved in Hasagas Gvul. And he also has a line where he says, like that and anything which is, if you were Gozla L'Chalutin, right, if you did an absolute act of Gzela. So I saw that and I wasn't sure what Gozla L'Chalutin exactly meant. Then they have those nice black footnoted nitzivs, so I looked that up and there was a footnote on it. I was all excited. And the footnote said, Kigon Hasagas Gvul. So that wasn't so helpful. But he does say Hasagas Gvul is on the one end. He says Dar Bechatziro is on the other end, right? Dar Bechatzer Chaviro will not be considered Maitz Gzela. The Rush thought it was. The Nitziv thought it's not. Right. So somewhere between those two is going to be considered Hasagas Gvul. It's going to be considered a Maitz Gzela. If you would, right, walk up with a leveled bayonet and, you know, dramatically, you know, throw the guy off the field. So would that be considered Gozal Chalutin? I'm not sure. We'll actually come back to Hasagas Gvul in a second, because that's what I got next up here. Fine. The last Marmakum, right, is just one second, everyone. Last Marmakum is the Tosos on Samach Beis. Right, Tosos Samach Beis, so they have the comment that it's not really shayach in most cases to talk about Gneva B'Karkos. Right, I think they had the exception of Hasagas Gvul, and they had the exception of taking some of the vines. Right, I think that was the other case they had. But for the most part, right, Tosos are under the assumption that it's not shayach to talk about a maisa of Gneva in Karkas. So this gets you to something a little bit interesting, right? We talked before about the fact that Rabbi Lazar seems to agree that Karka in a Nigneves, even though he thinks that Karka Nigzelis, right? So one possibility could be that he will think that throwing someone off of their land is a Maisa Gazel and Karka, right? We're going to disagree with the definition of Tazim Abitzia. But, right, what act of slithering are we going to talk about which is going to be considered a real Maisa Gneva, right? Or we could go further with Rebbe's Chaburim in the ear, right? If we say that Gezel really is more about Menias Moen in a more general sense, right? Whereas Gneva requires a very specific Tzura, right? So then we can understand being more flexible for Gzela B'Karkos than we could be for Gneva B'Karkos, and that could be one nice explanation of Shitas Rebbe Lazar. Okay. So just to get through this part very quickly, the Nitziv alerted us to the fact, right, there's a Sifri out there which says that there is an Isser of Lo Sigzel involved in Hasagas Gvul, right, which would be a problem, especially for the hardened, there's no Maisik Zela people, because how could you say there's no Maisik Zela in Karkos if there's Maisik Zela involved in Hasagas Gvul? Right, so what are you going to do? So just a few things to throw out there. So number one, kind of the easiest thing to do would be to disagree with the Sifri, right? Which, I mean, I wouldn't do, but the Sma and the Prisha, the same person, is medayik that the tour does this, right? If you take a look at the tour, it's basically a very similar lashon to the Rambam, right? But there's like I don't have it with me, but there's a subtle distinction where he does not mention an Isser Gezel in Hasagas Gvul. Argues the Sma, he says, right? Oh, the tour thinks that when we said that there's Lo Sigzol in Karkos, right? So that's only Midrabah. Midoraisa, there's no Lo Sigzol, so that would be Gishmak. Torah Tumim has like a heart attack. He can't believe that this is ever said, but that would be approach number one. Something else, which I don't want to get into too much because I was really, really emotional with last week, right, is we could talk about the things were different in the Rambam, right? The Rambam seemed to say that there's a hareza gazal, right? But we're not. This was not a classic case of a classic case of zela, right? Perhaps we're talking about just a different sura of gezel slash of gneva, right? Which is just an exception to the usual standard classic maisa gneva maisa zela, right? You say nachanami karkein nigneves karkein nigzelas. Right, but we're talking about this is just a different case entirely. Fine.
Different case.
It's not this the usual hagdaras of a maisa gezel would not apply to don't apply to karkos, but lo sigzal is but hasagas gvul is gzela
bet. The phrase is hasagas gvul you violate in Eretz Yisrael you violate why?
You violate gezel slash geneva and.
And that's
like a school,
and
right? Just Los Igzol or Los Igzol, right?
So there's no Asa, even though there's no din of Asa, that's called. So it's hard to say that that isn't.
Oh, yeah, it's going to ruin the couple of my other suggestions.
Is that what it's
a I think so, yeah.
Unless the idea is that only because it has a
chalos, I mean,
sabasa,
yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, then
does it even in Chutzlach qualify for gezel? I mean, that I thought that once that it maybe means that, but that's a little bit more.
Yeah, so that
to say,
that relates. I mean, that relates to the couple of answers I wanted to throw. Well, at least the next answer I wanted to throw out, which is, I mean, even if you just look from a Maisa gezel perspective, it's unclear why there should be such a difference between taking my fence and moving it versus building a fence and a moat around your field, right? Like, it's unclear what...
Changing the contours as opposed to keeping them out. And that really is a nice
thing.
One could say that.
Okay, what if I parachuted in and I just took half your field? Why should that be different from...
Sure, not the same, but it seems it's like a tree. You're just changing the... Changing the boundary, you're just. Right. The changing of the boundary isn't just a method of, you know, preventing or tricking or whatever. It's like it's considered to be a transformation of that contour in the land.
Okay, so that I'll say the other answer I wanted to say first, and maybe this is kind of similar. There's a tshuva of the Rashba where he's asked, "Is there takanas hashavim?" In cases of Asagas Gvul. So the answer that I would have given was that there's no Takanas HaShavim in Asagas Gvul. There's no Takanas HaShavim because exactly. What he says, though, is that we never made Takanas HaShavim when we are going to be mafsid your nachal. Right? In other words, when we have kind of permanent nachal ramifications, we're not going to say takana sashavim and don't give back the land. So what I was thinking, maybe you could say, is that, you know, we'll get to in a little bit. But one of the stars behind karka and nizelas is that right, karka leolam omedes, right? And he's always planning on getting his karka back. If the whole issur of hasagas gvul is grounded in the fact that you're changing the boundaries, i.e., you're changing the nachlos, right? The nachlos are given one way, right? And now they're your action is really leading to permanent change, right? This is a kind of a case where the Torah is ossering real attempted permanent gezel, right? It's not the guy who's coming in, swooping in to try to gain a few years of land benefit, right? He's trying to change the whole nachla system. So dafka, that might get you out of karka ain and exalus is one suggestion I was thinking of. Just one second. I'm just gonna get my other one out there, and then you could rip both apart if you want. Gonna get a two for one. The other act I was thinking was that perhaps, and this would be, also semi-schmeistered by the point that it in Chutz Laaretz you don't have Hasaga school, although. We don't necessarily have to, maybe, because you could say, right, the fact that in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be a little more civic now, the fact that in Eretz Yisrael the Torah was machshav this pu'ula as an illegal act of seizure, right, could make it be defined as a ma'aseh gzeila as well, perhaps.
Even the
Kotzer. Yeah, because it's the same pu'ula.
That was the first thing.
Okay, right, so...
I think that's mechudash to say, but I venture to suggest.
Okay. So the that's what I got. Who had questions on that? Okay, we'll go.
You're saying that maybe it's gazela, bona fide gazela, because
what is?
It's Hasagas Gula and Eretz Yisrael, because he's trying to change the boundaries of the Nachala perpetuity.
Yeah.
But who cares what he's trying to do? The Nachala is the Nachala, and each, you know, Reish has his area of people.
Well,
not
that's
where the border boundary is.
I mean, that's what the Torah
registers it as significant.
Yeah, and the Torah reacts to this as a major threat, right? And that's why there's a double.
Just because the threat or ethical violation doesn't mean that it's zelo.
No, that's why the Torah gives it a double love. Whereas I'm not inventing the fact that there's a unique problem here.
And what is the explanation that at least
from
the What is the
explanation
he's trying to change in perpetuity? What does that do in justifying that as gazela?
So we haven't really gotten into this approach yet, but if karka in an exalus really reflects a lack of yayush, right, because the fact that you can't steal land because land's always there and you're always planning on getting it back. Right, so it's not the chisaron in the maisa per se, but it is the inability to permanently deprive you of your property.
But even a little asaga school is not going to permanently deprive your neighbor.
Well, that's exactly what his plan is. Adarabba. In one way, the four rama asaga school is more heinous than the dramatic takeover of.
I'm saying each Yorish has,
massive acreage.
They have written down how much area they have, and everyone knows the border marker is just the marker. It's not Kovea, the actual area of Bailus. So if you move the border a little bit, it's not changing the Bailus.
So we can go to the farms in the summer and find out if that's the case.
It gives it mushmo, it gives the action. That's normally an action in Parker doesn't register because it's all just objective and nothing. Because there's an Eretz Yisrael Nachla aspect to it. Like our Tzimachalitz Mises also doesn't work, but the effort to do it is already a violation because it's something. It's like you're stabbing at a principle. You're stabbing at a principle, even though it doesn't work. But
I'm not questioning that there's a problem. I'm questioning the gazela.
Right. So I'm saying that registers it as something unlike the physical, lekicha sakarka, which normally doesn't even nothing happens. Here, because it happened, in the sense that it registers in the sense that you're trying to challenge something.
You could also say it doesn't register because the nachla is what's kobeya, not the little pebbles.
I'm saying that's what gives me the answer about. That's what gives me the example of our Tzimachalitz Mises. There also doesn't work because of Katimalok. But it registers because there's a certain sensitivity to upholding. The borders, which if you don't do that, at least it has to be addressed. You can redress it, and it doesn't necessarily have kinyanim over it, but at least it's a maisa. We're not saying you're not saying another kinyanim because of this. There's no evidence in the sifrei that they're kinyanim. Sifrei just says that you violate.
We're just trying to solve the maisa problem. Yeah, Jared. Oh, interesting. Uh-huh. Right. That perhaps when the Netziv had his Gozla L'Chalutin, so Gzela, which the actual Maisa, the inherent in the Maisa Gzela is an attempt at permanence. Yeah, I don't know what other cases we could come up with, but it's worth thinking about. Yeah, Ariel.
Just in that line, Jason was saying before, let's say you in the same exile, you got rid of Mishtar, or you removed any way for him to substantiate his claim. Like that might be something which satisfied Lachalutin just as much as Sagas Gvul, even though it doesn't Kor on their level, the Karka, like it's the same
stuff. Right, and their deus that Dafka is Xelus Karka.
Well, that mean, the next right. step, that would be, that, maybe that's what they said, that's exactly what they said. Chautin was somehow
creating a result of the side is cool, not necessarily good advice of the before. I mean, probably erasing his, there's no way to, you know, trace back his connection to the Karka.
I mean,
you're interpreting the Chautin as the impact or the effort?
So it sounded to me like effort when I was reading it. I just wasn't sure how to put that into, you know.
As opposed to Hishtamshus or Menias, when you try to permanent.
Yeah, but then like why not just say it? And that's also I was wondering because, but yeah. That's why I said it. I think I said it. Like, would it work on the Nitziv if somebody comes with a bayonet? Would that be goes of a chalutin? Right. Whereas just telling him, you know, you can stay here, but I'm gonna, because it has to be gzela, right? So gzela of tashmish, right? So if I, you know, FYI, I'm taking this row of grapes. That's not gzela, but some dramatic action. Would be. That's what I thought, but I just don't know how to where to make the chilukim. So, okay.
Just a rash that you mentioned it as Kineres Yisrael as
anywhere. I think it was anywhere.
Maybe it's Macht.
What?
That maybe it's Macht to say that whatever they're talking about Kineres Yisrael, Shayach elsewhere as well.
No, but in a way, he's talking about the Sefrei, right?
The
Sefrei is
what
it's about.
Because
Hasagas Lo, it makes it different. In the Derech of Hasagas Lo.
The Derech of Hasagas Lo is giving it a thing.
Somebody from their karka.
And he's applying it to
Kutzar. Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying in the Sefrei, it is that way. So probably, I think that's the Kansa Shabbat question is the Derech of Hasagas Gvul, no matter where you have the.
What does it mean by the Kansa Shabbat? They're just, the Wizel is always Kayamas. What's it talking about?
I moved the borderline 20 feet, and then in that 20 feet, I built a swimming pool. What? What do you mean?
It's more similar to Kamas Marsh.
If I built a mansion on the land where I.
So you're saying you should be invited to Kamas Marsh?
So yeah, I get to keep the land where, and I'll pay you for it.
You asking on the Mitzvahs of the Rajma?
Yeah, I'm saying the land lost, the land got blown up.
No, he's buying it off the person who's violated.
The person who violated is Chayav Derech Shomrei Kol Zman Zeilus Kayamos.
That's
different.
As you said, he built on it or something.
But the building on it is
called Zman Zeilus
Kayamos. You know, it's not a
matter. No, it doesn't matter. You can just look where you can.
It's very short. It's a one-liner, one-line teretz. Ocha alta b'masik gvul ubana kosel b'chatzar chaveir v'hichnes akarka b'soch shalo ka'ama ubana alos ukosel bias gadol shesamachalav. Okay, so he built a mansion. V'achshav b'abal chatzar laros kol binyano imedon b'zeh k'din meir shalo. Fine, so... No, okay, but wait. Tshuva lo asit akanas hashavim rakim etalfun. Meaning the nigzal, we will not request of the nigzal lose your nachala.
So
by being a vater on the land where this guy built the mansion.
Right, but then he thinks he needs a gidar of the Zakanas Meir to make the Zakanas Hashavim work. Right? I mean, that's how the only way to justify why this should be nichol of the Zakanas Hashavim is because he's...
You're saying, what's the Havani of the Shalom?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's, what, and which the Rashba is endorsing? you're actually endorsing everything but the maskana, right? He's saying you're right that it should have been that the gedarim of tikkun hashavim apply because it's akin to tikkun hashavim. However, they didn't say tikkun hashavim by nachman. But like, that's just from trying to just from meaning for Gideon's third, is to try to for read on the sentence. I think that he's making a sort of somewhat surprising answer even before he gets it.
I'm not sure. I mean, we'll discuss it after. It's a one liner, right? I don't know. Okay. Okay. So we were talking about Yayush earlier. So I asked somebody if I could bring it to my sukkah. That'd be helpful. Let's talk about that a little bit. Right. The next kind of major parsha to have. Right. As we could say that in a chanami there's a ma'is iser. Right. But there's no shame gezel. Right, that there's you violated the iser, but there's no shingaz and lachafta at minimum, and then we'll see what else. Right, so that comes out of the Shakma Tari and the Gemara and Sukkah. There are two mini pieces to discuss, and it's already 4:12. Okay, so right one, I'll read this quickly because I'm assuming everyone's seen the Gemara. Amalahu Rahuna Lahanu Avankari, ki zavnisu asamayakum, lo tig zozu aton, ela ligzuha inhu viabuluhu, right? When you're going to buy the hadasim from the Gayim, right? So you shouldn't chop them, rather they should do so, and they should give you the chopped hadasim. My time stamabdu kachavim gazlami araninu, the karka in an exalas. Right, we assume that they have. We assume that Stam Gayim have stolen karka. Unclear if that's referring to universal Gayim or Gayim only in areas where Jews are commonly found. Take your pick. Hilkach legzizua inhu kihechi de lahavi yesh bialim biadaihu didhu v'shini rashas biadaihu. Right. So what we'll achieve is the fact that since karka in an exales, so the land is still bershus of the original. Original owner, right? So we won't have any gzela problems if you enable yeyush and shin rishus to occur, and that can only occur on the metaltalins, right? Because the karka itself cannot be stolen. A little bit later on, right? Lamed aleph, lamed aleph. Gemara has a brisa, ten rabbanan. Sukkah gzula v'masachich b'rishas harabim Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chachamim machshiv. Right, so if you have a folks in the first case, if I have a stolen sukkah, so according to Eliezer it's possible, and according to chachamim it's not. Why? So Rav Nachman machlokas pishatoke v'aschaver v'hotziyo miksukasa. Right, you hurl somebody out of his sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer the time made amar einatam yosei des chavasa b'sukasa shel chavero. You cannot be yotze in someone else's sukkah. E karka nixelas sukkah gezula. E vinami karka in nixelas sukkah shulaki. Right. So mimanoshach the guy's done. Right. Either you think that karka nixelas, and then you're in a stolen sukkah, or you think karka in nixelas, and then you're in a borrowed sukkah, and you can't be yotze with someone else's sukkah. V'rabban l'taimayu d'amri. Adam yotzi di chavasa b'sukasa shel chavero, v'karka eina nigzelas v'sukah shulahi. Right, so the rabbanon say you're covered for two reasons. Right, number one, we don't require sukah shel chavero is not a problem. So if it's shu'ula, you're good to go. And even though, right, we have the drasha, right, chag sukas tasa lacha, right, lacha l'myute agazul. Right, karka in an exalas, and therefore, even though a sukkah gzula would be a problem, this is not a sukkah gzula because karka ain't an exalas. Okay, so a couple of things. Number one, the Ritva on here explicitly says that you have a mice answer, but you don't have Shane Guzzle because Karka in Exalus, right? He gets to this because this is the celebrated Mitzvah Baveritva, right? Why would there? Why are we talking about a problem Mishum Gezel? We should talk about a problem Mishum Mitzvah Haba Bavera in the Sukkah, right? And he quotes the answer that Mitzvah Bavera only applies to Dvarim Shel Ritzoi. And then he gives his own answer, right, which is that even though indeed you violated Gzela when you stole the sukkah, but we're not going to call the sukkah a stolen sukkah in order for it to trigger Mitzvah Bavera, right? The Avera has to inhere in the Chatza, right? And that has not happened because Karka Eina Nigzala. That's the rhythm. Rashi has a lot to say on our Gemara, and this is probably a good place to discuss Shitas Rashi in general. I remember my ninth grade Rebbe telling me that whenever you have a Rashi which starts off with Kolomar, so you always make sure to read that Rashi extra quick and extra carefully, because anything that Rashi has to tell you is, in other words, right, means that you're going to learn something that you wouldn't have known if you just had seen the Gemara by yourself. Right? So that's one of my lessons from Rabbi Kerner in MTA ninth grade. Kolomar has happened to be all over the place in this sugya right here. Starting off with the very first Rashi really on the sugya, the Karka ain't an exalus, right? So the Gemara says, Karka ain't an exalus. Says Rashi, Kolomar, Eina kenuya legazlan b'shum yeyash de la'olam b'cheskas pa'la'ahi de mikrai nafkalan be'agozal basra be'nezika. Fine, right? So, karka and nezalas means that there are no kinyan, right? So, I wonder now if he's reacting to that that havmi that was running around in the day of Rabbi Yudabal Sefer Adinim, right? That karka and nezalas meant that there's no maisa iser. Right, a minimum Rashi is saying that that is not the case. A minimum Rashi is saying that, assuming Rashi is saying there is a Maisa Isser of Gezel, there's just there are no kinyan. We'll get back to Rashi in a second because he's saying more. But this comes up over and over and over again. If you go to the next Amud, so when the Gemara asked, right, if Karka and Exalus or Karka and Exalus in the context of not the stolen land for the Hadassim, but for the stolen Sukkah, so says Rashi, right, E Karka and Exalus, Kilomar im yesh ala Karka tores gezel kishar metaltalin lama b'cheskas agazla, right, or ain't an Exalus, v'kol hayam em b'shos ba'alahi, right, and if ain't an Exalus, then that means that there is never a kinyan. Where's my list? Rashi, in a bunch of places in Shas, like basically anytime Karka and Exalus comes up, comes back to the same point. Right? And Karka and Exalus means that Bershus Bala Omedes. Says that by Avadim, says that by Karkos, right? That's what it means, and it's coming from the Xeris Akasim. So, what we need to ask, though, this is why I wanted to bring the Gemara, because to work Rashi into the Shaka Vatari and Daf Lamed Aleph, is Rashi saying that, we know that Rashi is saying on the one hand, there is a Maisa Gezel, right? On the other hand, he's saying Karka in Exalus means there are no Kinyane Gzela. What about a Shein Gzela in the Chafta? Does Rashi think that Karka in Exalus says Mafkiya the Shein Gezel in the Chafta? So, if you look at take a careful look at the Gemara Lamed Aleph and Aleph. So take a look at the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, and I think that you are going to get pushed in a certain direction, because what did the Gemara mean when, in the context of the Chachamim, when the Gemara said Karka in an Exalus, right? Again, the Gemara presents a Machogas for Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim if you're Yotze B'Sukkah She'ula or not, B'Sukkah Gezula or not, right? And then the case that's specifically being debated is the case of Tokef Chaveiro Me Sukasa. Right? So the Gemara says, okay, for Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be possible. Why? Either because he thinks that this is a Sukkah She'ula, and Rabbi Eliezer thinks that you have to be in your own Sukkah, or he thinks that Karka Nigzela. So what does that mean exactly, thinks that Karka Nigzales, right? So, yeah, what does it mean when he says that Karka Nigzales, right? That's question number one to put out there. I would think if Karka Nigzales, then that should help his cause, right? Because now it is Shalom, right? It's not Shel Chaver, it's Shalom, it's Karka Nigzales, point one. Point two, what about when it comes to the Shita of the Chachamim? Says the Gemara, Rabbanu Latamayu, the Amri, Adam Yotze Yidei Chavasa B'sukasa Shel Chaveira. Right? You don't need your own sukkah. You can be Yotze B'sukkah She'ula. So then, what does the Gemara mean when it says, V'karka Eina Nigzalas? What are we adding when we say Karka Eina Nigzalas? If all we're adding is that there are no kinyanim, right, and it still belongs to the original Bailim, so either way, what do I care, right? I'm yotze with my sukkah. I'm yotze with my chaver sukkah. Bailus on the sukkah is not a relevant category when it comes to shita sarabanan, right? What is the problem for shita sarabanan? The rabbanan do have a drasha of lacha lacha v'lo hagazel. I can't have a sukkah which has a shame gzela on it, right? If I have a sukkah, I don't care who it's owned by. If it's a stolen sukkah, I can't be yotze, right? That's a gemara in daf tes and daf kaf zayin. So when the gemara presents karka in exalas, especially b'shitas rabbanan, I think you almost have to. It's very hard to drive a distinction between shame gzela and kinyan gzela. If you say that there is a shame gzela, then that should. If you say that karka in an exalas only prevents kinyanim, but does not prevent the shame gazel, it's very hard to explain this. It's very hard to explain this gemara.
So what you're trying to say is that Rashi intends to be tola.
So, yes. Yeah, so what I want to say for Rashi is that the hafkas kinyane gzela according to Rashi automatically are mafkia the shame gzela as well, right? If there are no kinyane gzela, then there cannot be a shame gazel lakasa. Those two must come together. The focus of the gzera sakasa is on the kinyane gzela, but if you don't have those, and that's because, like, why is Rashi emphasizing the kinyanim when the kinyanim don't make a difference on daf lamed aleph? The answer is that because that's what's driving the relevant din, right? The reason why there's no shame gazel is because there are no kinyanim and b'shus ba'al
ha'omedes. Is it also like the Ritvos then? Because Ritvos also quotes Karka
Nigzalas. Yeah, but in the Ritvos, it's Mefurish. In Rashi, it's...
I'm saying he also links it. He doesn't just say that there's no shame gazel in that piece. He says the reason there's no shame gazel is because Karka Nigzalas.
Yeah. I don't think that there's a machlokes in Rashi and the Ritva, but Rashi
also agrees with
that. Yeah, Rashi agrees.
What you're adding to all this is that you're saying that it isn't just a question whether it's a shame gazel or not, but that shame gazel, according to this group, depends on kinyan exam.
Right. In other words, don't see...
Or it depends on the same thing that kinyan exam depends on. One or the other.
Don't look at Rashi's emphasis, repeated emphasis, on lack of kinyanim and say, oh, that means there are no kinyanim, but... Not only is there a Maisa Gazel, but there's also a Shame Gazel in the Chafza. No, right? First of all, that's not the case. And, right, so then why is Rashi saying it this way? He's saying it because the reason why there's no Shame Gazel is because of the Minyas.
I'm just saying that the second point
is also in the... Yeah, okay.
It didn't have to be. It could have been a separate reason, but...
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, you were first last time, so we'll get to you last this time. Sammy.
This is simple. Rashi...
So you could have read that line the exact other way, because what are the next four? What are the next five words? Yeah, so I could have made the diak in that Rashi to say, oh, there's no Torah Gezel lamod be cheskas agazlan, right? But there is a Torah Gezel lechafza. Yeah, I wouldn't want to make that diag either, but you totally
why
could.
Why did you just say it doesn't have... Meaning, the reason he's saying Torah Gezel, I guess, your point, because when he says Lama Torah Gezel, that's determined that there is Torah Gezel.
Sorry?
I think that kind of speaks to your point, the last point you made. It's kind of what makes it Torah Gezel. What makes it Torah Gezel is Lama Torah Gezel. That's what Torah Gezel means. But I'm just saying that he's Miyachis, the point.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Ethan? Are you saying that for Rashi, the moment you say that there's no Kenyan Zela, and that forecloses the possibility that there's a Shem Gezel?
Yes.
Or are you saying that the Kenyan Sukkah, the only thing that could be relevant is a Shem Zela of Kenyan Zela?
I mean, I think that both of those are true.
Because if you think it's, if the Joshua is Tazalacha Mishalcha, so then the preclusion of Gezel is really Noveya from Hagdar of Shalcha.
No.
If you think the relevant shame Lecha of Sukkah is Bailus kind of a Shalcha, and Gezela is only limited as a derivative of Shalcha,
so there are two different Joshua's and the Rabbanan hold of one of them. Right? The Rabbanan don't hold of Taseh Lecha Mishalcha, but they do hold of Lecha B'lo
HaGazel. Right, but B'lo HaGazel is still Noveya from a Lecha. So if the Lecha modifies the Mi of B'lo HaGazel, and you don't have a riot from here that for Rashi there's no Shem Gezel at all, you just have a riot that the Lecha Le'inyan Sukkah is one that's Toyan Kenyan, not a Shem Gezel. You can still ask, why is Gazel, what's the meat of Gazel? Is it because of the same Zela, or is it because Gazel is a Chisaron and Lecha? And a certain kind of a Chisaron and Lecha.
But why would the latter make any sense if you allow Sukkah Shu'ula? Why would that second one make sense if you are okay with Sukkah Shu'ula?
Like the president-elect said today during the lunch, right? Does that seem like competing Kenyan and fundamentally? I think he was quoting the Rishpola. I mean, there would be different. There's clearly a difference between the Fisar and Lecha of Gezel and the Fisar and Lecha of Shu'ula. Right? Different kind of thing.
I think it's a lot easier to just say that there's no Shame Gezel. That the problem is the Shame Gezel. Right?
Easier in Maskana, but then it's more difficult in terms of why should the mere absence of Kinyan Gezela logically entail an absence of a Shame Gezela?
If the object remains Breshus Bailu, then there's no Shame Gezel on this object.
That just assumes the conclusion, though.
That's just Rashi Shita. Okay, anything else, or can I go on? Okay. Now, there's, just kind of building on this, there's more coming out of Rashi than just lack of Kinyanim leading to lack of Shem Gezela. The first Rashi also seems to say that the lack of Kinyanim also leads to a lack of Reish. Right? Kolomar ena knuya legazlan b'shum yeyosh. The Yolam Bechazkas Balahi Dimikrai Nakoma, right? So that we're getting from the Xeris Akasiv, we're learning that there is no efficacy of Yeyosh. Pnei Yeshua gets upset with this because he doesn't really understand what the Mayan Shmita Yitzhar Sina, right? Why can't I say that there are no Kinyan Gzela, but why does that have to touch Yeyosh at all, right? So Rashi, and this will now get us into the next part of the Chaburah, Rashi clearly thinks that's not the case, right? The fact that the Torah puts this for Shusha Nigzal, right, and that's the Chiddush HaKar, right? Despite whatever Kinyanim there may have been, that there may have been absent of Gezeiras HaKasuv, right? The fact that Gezeiras HaKasuv puts this for Shusha Nigzal, means that there's no Shein Gzela, and it means that whatever Yeyosh happens, it's not going to make any difference. So he can be Miyayosh from today until tomorrow. The Torah has put this Bershuso, and therefore he's not going to have any efficacy in the event that he is Miyayish. So that gets us to the issue of whether there is Yesh B'Karkos or not, and what does that have to say about Karki Eir Gzalis. So there's a Sugya in Bava Basra, mostly on Daf Memdalid, where you have four people involved. And when I read the Gemara, I had to write it out to make sure I was following who was Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, and Levi. Forgot about Levi. But basically, in the event that I have a nigzal, I have a gazlan, I have a lokeach, and I have a me'arer. Right, so those are the four parties involved. I have somebody who owned the land, I have somebody who stole the land, I have somebody who bought the stolen land, and I have a me'arer who argues that the land should have been his the entire time. So says the Gemara, if we're talking about karkos, then the nigzal may not give edus against the me'arer. If we're talking about talitalin, then he can. Rashbam explains, right, that when it comes to karkos, karka in an exalas, and therefore he's no gebedaver because he's still planning on winning out his the karka still belongs to him, and he still plans on winning his karka in court, and he'll have an easier time winning his karka fighting a lokeach from a gazlan than he will fighting a ma'ar, right? So he's going to leap at the opportunity now to knock the ma'arer out of the system. And right then he'll take his chances in Bezdin with the Lokeya. Can't do that, and that's why he's puffed, right? As opposed to somebody who's in a case of stolen metaltalin, right? We're not going to consider him Nogabadavar, because what do we care if the Ma'arir loses? After all, we have Yeish, we have Ashina Rishos, and so he's still, the Nigzal will never be able to regain his stuff, even if the Ma'ar is defeated, right? The Lokeya is still going to be a formidable foe. So Tosos right there argue, and Tosos take kind of the radical pro karka nigzeles shita in the world of karka and nigzeles. Right, Tosos say they think that there is yesh b'karkaos. One of their proofs is Yerushalmi in Kilayim, which basically says explicitly that there's, even though karka and nigzeles, there is yesh b'karka. Tosas also try to prove, and this is interesting, although I'm not going to have time to get into it, Tosas try to prove from the fact that there seems to be Yesh be'avadim that there is Yesh be'karkaos as well. So they end up saying in Achrami, Yesh and Shinir Rishus would achieve a kinyan in stolen karka. It happens to be that in it's not Shchiach to be Yesh, because usually people hope to get their land back. Right, and that explains the difference between the metaltlin and the karka case in Bava Basra. Right, the reason why the nigzal is no gebedaver in Bava Basra is because al pi rov he's not miyayish. Right, but theoretically he totally could be, and that would lead to full kinyan. This Tosas also thinks, just parenthetically, that we can talk about shine rishus in karka, which is something that Tosas and Sukkah disagree with. Tosas and Sukkah say that you cannot have shine rishus in karka. I would like to think that's because Shina Rishus requires like a Maisa Shina Rishus, but I'm not going to go into that too much right now. Anyway, you have Tosas, you have Rashbam. Rabbeinu Yonah comes in. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that there is no Yeish, officially, definitively. There's never Yeish for Karkos. And that's where Karka Ein and Exeles comes from. Karka Ein Exeles really comes from the lack of Yeish. And the lack of Yeish is there because the land is always there. If he can't get it back, he hopes that right, his kids or his grandkids, to the nth degree, one day will get him back. The question is, if karka in an exalus really just means you always hope to get your land back because it's always there, so what purpose does the exeris akasuv serve? Right? So there's a hint, because Rabbi Yonah says that you have Yeish on Avadim, because Avadim, it is, from a pragmatic perspective, I understand why there would be Yeish. So the Gzeres HaKasav that Karka in an Exalas extends to Avadim as well, right? So absent Yeish, we would say that Avadim Einam Nigzal, right? So I don't know if the Gzeres HaKasav really was exclusively supposed to be to get you to Avadim, which would be a Chish. Or if the Gzeres HaKasav is just there to tell you that there are no Kinyan Igzela and Karka prior to the Yeish, which is never going to happen anyway. But that's what he thinks. On a fundamental basis, there could be Igzela be Karkaos, if we could come up with a tsura where it's relevant to talk about yayesh. Right? In other words, what's preventing, what karkan exalus is driven by the lack of yayesh. If I could come up with yayesh, then I have no problem saying it's gzeila. Right? So number one, he says, avadim zagusant, right? You've got gzeila galore. He has a throwaway line, which I won't talk about too much. Right? He just says, no problem, right? So we know that you could have conquest, right? And I think he quotes, was Amun was Amun Amo, right? Was Tira Basichon Oak. So he says, right, that how is conquest working? No problem, conquest is working through Gzela, because conquest is a case where even though normally there's no Yayesh, there is in conquest, and therefore Al Yidei Kibush Nigzelas is a line that's in the Rebbeinu Yonah. Okay, right, so there you have the idea, right? The karka in Nigzelas really is coming from and driven by a lack of Yayesh. Not that karka in Nigzelas renders Yayesh relevant, right, which the Rashi was saying, right, but that the lack of Yayesh, right, creates the reality of karka in Nigzelas. Fine. Just to get on the record, there are a couple of Rishonim who are also in the enthusiastic pro-Yayush and pro-Gzelas Karka camp, and think that there's a relationship between the two, which is also interesting. Right? In other words, in theory, you could have said that the question of Gzela Bakarka and the question of Yayush Bakarka have nothing to do with each other. Right? It could have said that those are just two different discussions. Rashi, what bothered the Pnei Yeshua was that Rashi didn't think that way. Right, what bothered Pnei Yeshua is that Rashi says, oh, since we have a Gzeres Kasim Karka in Exelas, there's no Yesh and Karka. Right? So the Echatesis are two different things. Right? So apparently he didn't think that. The Urzarua didn't think that also, except in the opposite direction. The Urzarua thinks that the Gzeres Kasim is going to tell me that there is Yesh for Karkos. Right? He says, look, the Hekesh between Avadim and Karkos is a two-way street. And when the Gzeres HaKasa says Karka in an Exeles, and that is extended to Avadim, so too, right? We know from Gemara's in Gittin that Avadim can be. We can talk about Yeyosh Avadim. So says Yerusha Ruah. So too, you can have Yeyosh be Karkos. Right? It's interesting. Like with absent Gzeres HaKasa, I would have thought that there is. What? I mean, you have, right, Tosas argue that we see that since, I guess, Tosas prove that there is Yayesh and Karka because there's Yayesh and Avadim, but I didn't get the sense that it was a causative argument, but rather that it was if we have it here, then it makes sense we have it here too.
You want to say it's more reflective?
Yeah.
And here you think it's causative?
Definitely, I think so. Let me get the lashon for a second.
I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean? That it's positive. Reflective, I understand. That's what Tosa says. Tosa says that.
And that's certainly causative, right? In other words, I would have absent the hekesh takarka. Absent the hekesh takarka, I would have said avadim nigzalim.
The karka in avadim is what makes it an example.
Right.
I mean, in avadim there is a shame karka, and that's what's responsible for an example.
That's what you think he's saying here.
Yeah.
But then why would it be a... Okay, good.
So once that's true, that's how I understand it.
Im kain, karkos, nami, hukshu, la'avadim, la'inyin gzeila, shiesh yesh b'gzeilasa. Shekashem shiesh yesh la'avadim, hachanami yesh la'yesh karkos. I thought it was, in other words, without any gzeiras hakasav, I would have thought avadim nigzalim, and I would have thought no yesh and karka. The gzeiras hakasav teaches me a chiddush on each half. Right, that there, the olam, there is
but
no zelen avadim.
Slightly differently, that
but,
the gzeiras hakasav teaches you that the common denominator of the gzeiras hakasav teaches you the common denominator of the shem karka of avadim, which is what makes avadim and nigzalim. it is clearly not contradicted by their being yesh. If they were, then you couldn't have Yesh Bavadim.
And then how is he working back to say that there's Yesh Bakarka?
Because there's no stira between Shem Karka not being Nitzal and Yesh.
So why do I need that to come from a pasuk?
Why do you need that to come from a pasuk?
Yeah, why does it have to come from...
Well, the Yesh part doesn't come. Comes to the pasuk is
what?
Karka and Nigzalas being connected to Avadim and Nigzalim. Well, let's say it this way, which seems to show that it's not connected only to the, I would say like this, that it's not connected only to the physical Ein Maisa Gzela, the pragmatic part, but to the legal part. Because whenever you say Avadim Bukshel Karkos, you're saying you're emphasizing the legal component, because we all understand that, you know, that at a pragmatic level, you can pick up avadim, you can destroy avadim, you can be the siyach over avadim, and so on. So to the extent that there's a gzeiras hakasav that links the status of avadim and karka in gzeila, that shows that the din of karka and gzeilas isn't just about the physical pu'ula and so on and so forth. It really is about the legal status that they share. Once that's true, and we know that yesh yeyush ba'avadim, so we now know that yeyush is not a stira to that legal concept. Now, why it isn't a stira? I guess either because it depends on the baisa, or maybe it depends on shem avo, those kind of things. That's how I'm not saying you can't read it the other way. You're making it more like a gzeiras hakasav. I'm trying to explain it, I guess. I'm trying to say that the gzeiras hakasav highlights that the nature of karka and nigzalis is not pragmatic, but formal. But then in turn, it tells us something about yeyush not being subject to that din, in the reverse, because they share that in common. You can only have a avadim and nigzalim because of the formality, and obviously, that formality is not mutually exclusive with Yeyush, because Yeyush Yeyush Bavadim. That's all I read. You're saying, if I understand correctly, that really there's no Svara here at all. There's a Kasu that links the fate of Karka and Avadim without going into the nature of Karka and Nigzalus or Yeyush Yeyush. And that there's a Kasu works in as a Kula and a Chumra in either direction.
Right, with a Chiddush on each side.
Okay. I'm not sure if it fits what you're saying or not. I guess getting back to how we started with this,
so
I thought that line was implicit in that process.
In the last one.
Yeah. Okay. Even it's much more fleshed out here.
Yeah. So there's a bit of a letdown because the Azura says Kein Shemati Mipi Mori Harav Simcha.
Right.
Then that's. Oh, we're on the clock. Oh, good. Okay. it's a bit of a letdown because the very next, that's Tshuva Simen Tafshin Nun Chas Nir Zeruah. Simen Tafshin Nun Tes Nir Zeruah is from Rabbeinu Simcha, who says that's not really what I wanted. That's not really what I said. Now, what he says is interesting. To take one step back, I didn't really focus on it so much, right? But there was that Yerushalmi which said that there's Yeyush and Karka, despite the fact that Karka in an exalus. So you, whatever you're going to say, you have to figure out what you're going to do with that Yerushalmi, right? If you're Rashi, for example, and you are saying, right, that Minyas Kinyanim means that there's no, that Yeyush doesn't have any efficacy, so what will you do with Yerushalmi? So you could say it's Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, which Hagas Munius says. Rabbeinu Simcha actually, he doesn't kind of draw fanfare to this, but there's another answer, which is right there in Rabbeinu Simcha. And he says, when I said that there's, when I was talking about Yeyush and Karka, what I meant was that we only have Yeyush L'chumra. In other words, we only have Yeyush to prove, we only will say Yeyush B'Karkos to prevent you from saying in Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shalak. So in the event in Yerushalmi and Kalayim where we had the Kalayim and Gazlam, right, we will apply Yeish to activate the Kalayim. But in general, we're not going to say it. So that's just the way that you could explain Yerushalmi. The Yor Zeruah himself didn't finish it yet. The Yor Zeruah himself has to deal with the Gemara in Sukkah, because if you're going to say, right, if you're going to say what the Yor Zeruah is saying, and you're going to say what Tosfos Bava Basra is saying, and there's a won't talk about it inside, but there's a truth of the Maharam where the Maharam says the same thing. Rabbeinu Simcha may not have said what the Yor Zeruah thought he said, but apparently the Yor Zeruah liked it because the Maharam has the same sheet in a tshuva. So if you think that really you could have Yeish and Shina Rishus and Karkos, so what on earth is going on in that Gemara and Sukkah with the Avankari, right? You've ruined the whole Avankari Gemara because we didn't have to waste our time telling them to chop it for us. So he has a couple of answers. One I didn't really understand at all, and one I do understand, it's more interesting. The one I didn't understand, I have like a suggestion I can throw out there, but not confident at all. He says, when you have Gezel, there's a difference between having Gezel of Goyim and Gezel of Jews. And when you have Gezel of Jews, then there will not be, well, then there is Yeyush. And when you have Gezel from Goyim, then there is no Yeyush. So, I mean, I would have thought like other. Oh, I would have thought that I totally lose hope when the guy steals my stuff, and when the Jew takes it, right? I have hope that he'll do tshuva, right? So I'm not sure why you'd be mahag that way, but that's what he says. He seems to say it just from a pragmatic perspective. Like you're miyayish when the Goslin's you're miyayish when the Goslin's a Jew. You're not miyayish when the Goslin's a guy. I don't know why that would be. Anybody has a suggestion? I'd love to hear it, but probably after 5 o'clock. It's a little bit short. The second argument he makes is that this is kind of the opposite of the Rabbeinu Simcha in a way. He says, no, right, it's just a chumran mitzvahs, right? It's we're dealing with hadasim, right? So even though in general there is Yeish and Shnei Rishus, it's a chumran mitzvahs, and you shouldn't use this stolen hadas. Instead, you should have the guy cut the hadas and then give it to you. After doing that, so there's clearly, you know, there's even though he thinks that Yeyush and Shnei Rishus work for Karka, he must recognize some Karka in an exeles here, because otherwise, what's the, you know, why, what have you gained by transferring the Karka into Metal to him? Right? In other words, if it's a Chumran Mitzvos, what's different? I'm not sure what exactly that would be. What? But why wouldn't that exist? But there's a Kenyan on the Karka. There's a Kenyan on the Karka. And now there's... Yes, I'm just not sure why. But it's... I think the change from Karka to Apaltalan does that somehow, but I don't know. I'm left a little bit confused. Yeah, the case in the Maram was a guy who got Hasagas Gvuld by a guy, and the guy sells it to a Jew, and the Jew wants it back, and Maram tells him, sorry, Charlie, you know, that we only have karka in exalus ha-mitzvos, which is a very bold line, and I'm not sure, but that's what's there. While we're on the topic of the Rishonim, who are all enthusiastic karka in exalus people, there's, just to get to the, I put this in the Makaros, but the Tosas Rid, in the context of Shavach, so Tosas Rid, I see Moshe's rolling his eyes, but Tosas Rid there thinks that if you steal land and sell it, the even though, right, if you see Afal Pisha Karka in an Exeles X, right, so eyes, ears perk up to hear that, says, Afal Gav, the Karka in an Exeles, the Lokeach has a kinyan on the Shvach, right, which the Gazlan does not, right? But he says, Yesh and Shini Rishus will be effective for the Lokeach to have a kinyan on the Shvach from the Karka, right? So clearly Tosas Rid thinks that there are kinyane gzela in Karka, even though he thinks Karka in Nigzalas, and unlike Tosma Babasar, he does think that the Karka has to go back to the original Bible. Okay, the Seder. Fine. Let me just 4:51.
What about the Rambam?
Okay. Yes. Maybe let's just move. Let's move to that. So, it's talking of the Rambam is a little bit difficult because there's not so much. What?
The question was the Rida, the Girsa of the Rambam.
Yeah. Right. The which where did Ariel's Rambam go? Yeah, okay, great. Why did I do that? But just a couple things I wanted to point out. I don't know why this happened. People get excited in the Rambam because he says that there's Gezel and Gneva in Hasagas Kula. I say, oh, right, you see that you have. We could talk about Gneva and Gzela and Karka. I'm not so sure why that's so earth-shattering, because if you look at Gneva Beis Beis, for example, it seems very clear that the Rambam thinks that there's Gneva Bekarkaos. Like, that. In other words, that there is at minimum a Maisa Gneva. The Rambam highlights the fact that there's a Patur Keifa. And he like thoroughly mixes it up. And
it's been like the Sifrei, also.
For?
In general, but even Gzela.
By Hasagas Gvul? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm saying, like, even before getting to Zayin Yud Aleph, I hit Gneva Beis Beis, and the Rambam had just said, and then the Rambam says, V'chein, right, puts all three of the, he doesn't even put Karka first, right, he puts Karka last, and he has it exactly with Hektish, which I find, and then in I move over to, right, so I have Zion Yadalef by Sagas Gvul, and then I have Gzela Ches Yudalid and Tes Alek, right? Ches Yudalid, Havadim Shtar Sekarkos Ein Ben Tosefes Chomesh, right? So he opens with the lack of Chomesh, quoting Shnei V'Kichesh Bamiso, and then he says V'Chena Karka Ina Niknes LaGazlan LiOlam Ela Rishus Baleh He Omedes, right? So if I thought that the Rambam thinks that there's no Mice Exela, for example, right, then I wouldn't have said it that way. What exactly he thinks is going on vis-a-vis some of the models he presented, I'm not entirely sure. There's a question how much the Rambam means it when the Rambam says V'chein HaKarka in a Niknis, the Gaz and the Olam, right, and the Rambam has dropped all of a sudden Avadim and Shtaros, right? They've totally gone away. The Shach goes into Nile, right? The Shach thinks that you should just look at the beginning of the Halacha. And after all, in Tes Aleph, depending on your Girsa, which he assumes a certain one, Karka and Avadim get jumbled back together. So let me just talk about the Shach Tzav Sasivas and Rav Chaim, like, brutally quickly, and then we'll wrap up. So the Ravid assumes that you can have Gzela be Avadim, right, and that there can be a Kinyan of Yayash, right? He seems to make a distinction between a Kinyan of Shinoi and a Kinyan of Yayash. thinks that Yeyush will work. The Ravid also quotes a pasuk, right, by Yesh Mimenu Shevi, which tomorrow we'll probably talk more about on Thursday. And we'll probably talk about the Shach a little bit too. So the Shach doesn't like it. The Shach wants there to be a very firm connection between Avadim and Karkaos. He also has a strong line where he, I should not get it open, but he basically says that it's as if there's no Gzela by both by Avadim and by Karkaos. Yeah, he says, regarding the Hekesh of Avadim and Karka, he says, Nerlafi and Yastaiti, Daha Eved Iskesh the Karka, Vehech Nema the Hukash the Chatzai. Right? It's a full Hekesh. The Hekesh includes Yeyush, the Hekesh includes all forms of Gzela. The two are linked. A little bit later, Viskish the Gamri, the Karka, Rishus Mari Kamakai, Vahavalek Ilu Lo Gazla. The Shach has another piece where instead of taking on the Ravid about Gzela Bavadim, which the Shach gets excited about this being either a unique Gzera Sakasav that even though normally there's no Yayush, there is Yayush and Avadim because of Aish by Manushevi, or because Kibush is just a different world entirely, but I'm not gonna go into that. In the next piece in the Shach, in Shin Pei Vav, he's taking on Marshal, who thinks that you can have Gzela B'Shtaros. That if you would steal Shtaros and then they were of their own accord destroyed, you would have to pay back. And the Shach gets very upset at the Marashal. He says somehow he forgot the Gemara in Daf Kufi Zion, where the Gemara linked Karka Vadim and Shtaros. But he has just one line there that I'll highlight, where he says, Elavadai hadimumai karkos avadim shtaros, hainu dimitrila ina nigzalin klal, viharehin ki ilu lo gazlan klal, the Kol Hecha de Isnu Bershusa de Marakama Isnu. Fine. So he's a firm link between Avadim and Karka and Shtaros, enthusiastic about the Hekesh, and thinks that this is relevant to Yeyush as well as to Gzela. This gets into the question of what exactly is the relationship between the existence of Gzela and the existence of Yeyush. So really quickly, the Nesivos does not seem to agree with the Shach. He thinks that the reason why normally there's a link between Gzela and Yeyush is because the object needs to be not Pershuso in order for there to be Yeyush. But he quotes the Ramban above Metzia, and if it's still in Yerushus, then we cannot talk about Yeyush because that's just absurd. But if it's not Pershuso, and he defines not Pershuso as Enu Yachal Otziyu B'dayanin, right, so that ties a little bit back to Jason's her earlier, right, about cases where you're Minia the Shtaros or whatever, right, that you've rendered him unable to get his stuff back in Bezdin. So the Nesiva says that in such a case, Yeyush could work in Karkaos, and that'll explain the Yerushalmi which had Yeyush in Karkaos. You'll ask me, how can I say, right, Yeyush Kedi Lo Kani, so what's going on over here? Says no problem. This is a case of Beitera Asliyade, because the Sura Asliyade really means that there's a Chiyav Hashava forcing you to give it back. There's certainly no Chiyav Hashava in Karkaos because Karka in an exiles. So if you have a case where you stole Karka and he can't get it back with Dayanin, presto, you've come up with a case of Yeyush Bekarka because it's no longer Bershuso, and that's Beitera Asliyade, even though he got it at gunpoint. And we're going to say Yeyush Kedi Kani. But the Nesivos clearly does not think that there's a real fundamental link between a Maisa Gzela and a Maisa Yeyush. Ketzos, very quickly, but Ketzos does endorse the Shach. He thinks that Yeyush, you can't have Yeyush without Gzela, right? But that's the Ketzos who distinguishes between the between Yeyush of Gzela and Yeyush of Aveda, and the Ketzos assumes that you can have Yeyush of Aveda in Karkaos, even though you can't have Yeyush of Gzela. There's a Mishnah Malach and Shechinim who you look it up on your own. It's Dalad, Dalad Yud. There's a Rambam. There's a Kesef, there's a Maga Mishnah. There's a Kesef Mishnah. But basically, the Shita that he's trying to explain is, in the event that your olive trees have been torn up, right, and the clumps of earth are still clinging to the olive trees, so the Magen Mishnah wants to explain that you that for the first 3 years, the right before any Arla concerns that would come in, but for the first 3 years, the owner of the olive trees can retain his claim to some of the olive trees because this is karka, right? You have karka, which is still clinging to the roots of the trees. Mishnah Melech says it's not, and he says there's no yayish. The question is why? So Mishnah Melech says, yeah, there's no yayish because we're dealing with karka. And karka in an exalas teaches me that there's no yesh for karkos, right? So the Mishnah Melech assumes that yesh of aveda, yesh and of exala go together, and he assumes that there's no right that karka in exalas mafkias you from Torah's yesh and exala. Mainly thinks that there's no yesh in aveda either. Achron chaviv, I mean that very strongly. And this is like, I can't do this in a minute. It's like offensive to do, but. Yeah. Okay. Good. So. Okay. We'll take a couple. Good. Because Rav Chaim Halevi. Right. So Rav Chaim trying to explain the Ravid. Okay. So I'll take a minute. Let's go back to the Ravid. I'm not. You know, this chaver is obviously not so focusing on avadim slash other forms of karka, but the shita survived is important because it gets Rav Chaim saying a couple of important things about karka in an exile. The Ravid basically, right, had developed the distinction between a kinyan of shinoi in avadim, which will not work, and a kinyan of yeyesh in avadim, which will. He also quoted the pasuk of vayesh b'menu shevi, right, and that's what the shach wanted to highlight. Rav Chaim wants to go in a different direction. How are you going to distinguish between yeyesh and shinoi? So he has two initial answers, but then he has to go deeper. It's the going deeper that we're interested in. Idea number one is we'll say that shinoi is right a kinyan of gzela, and yeyesh is a kinyan of aveda, right? So we can say that kinyan and gzela are not chal on avadim because of hekesh takarkos, but you don't need kinyan exela to be chal on to trigger yeish, right? All you need, and Rav Chaim just assumes this as obvious, you need a mice exela for yeish to happen, but the karka in exalas doesn't give me any problem saying there's a mice exela.
You need a mice exela for it to be avod, the pashtas. That's more explicit in the
okay.
Meaning, what if for the in the part where he's saying that there's a difference between that Shino is a kinyan Zela and Yish is a kinyan Aveda, right? And
yeah.
So as you say, there's like a little bit of a non sequitur because like so why and then he says oh, so therefore all it means is a Maisik Zela. But I think the Pashto says that what he means by that is that when you have a Maisik Zela, that makes it obvious.
And
that's certainly what he said in Malaj.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right. I mean, like the Tos didn't
right.
think that. So, good. Okay, so I was wondering. So that's approach number one, right? And then approach number two is that we'll say that right, shinoi is not really a kinyan, right? All that shinoi really does is that it's a machshir for the pre-existing kinyanic zela, right? And so then it makes a ton of sense to say that that's not going to happen in avadim because again, right, avadim hirkshu l'karkaos and brashos b'alehim omdin. But yeyesh really bats musa is a kinyan. And you can have that kinyan in Hefker, right? So you can have it in Avadim as well. But we've got to dig a little bit deeper. Second, sorry. differ. So Rav Chaim, So Rav Chaim assumes, right, that there are two different dinim to talk about in karka, right? So we have the lack of a maisig zela. And Rav Chaim assumes that indeed there is no maisig zela in karkaos, which I'll come back to in a second. There's also the gzeres hakasuv, which is mafkia eni kinyan. Now, a question we need to ask, I think Mordechai asked this way back in the beginning, was if there's no maisig zela, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that there are no kinyanig zela, right? If I can't get off the... Why are you worrying about what's on the second floor if I can't get off the first floor? So, the what he says is basically, and it makes no sense, lu yitzuyer, there were kinyanig neva, right? Then, achieving those kinyanig zela would be what we define as a maisig zela, right?
So what achieves them?
What?
What achieves them?
So, it's a hypothetical, because...
So
whatever achieves a kinyanic zela, which don't happen to not exist.
Meaning all this apple pear business.
Could be, and I hadn't thought about it through. But the bottom line is, if there were a kinyanic zela, then definitionally we would, I mean, I don't know what the kinyanic zela would be, because they're not there. But if had they been there, right, then whatever you do to achieve them would be a would be considered a maisig zela. Now, when it comes to avadim versus sabzeh, Yeyush, Rav Chaim has argued, Yeyush requires a Maisa Gzela, right? And Rosa, I just elaborate on that for us. So look at the difference between Avadim and Karkaos. In Karkaos, there's not going to be any Yeyush because there is no Maisa Gzela, right? That's just pre-existing. You walk into the front door, right? And there's no such thing as a Maisa Gzela on Karka. No Maisa Gzela on Karka. We can't talk about Yeyesh because Yeyesh requires a Maisig Zela. However, when it comes to Avadim, so in Achanami, right, we learn from the Hekesh to Karkos that there are no Kinyanig Zela, right, but Yeyesh doesn't need Kinyanig Zela. Yeyesh only needs a Maisig Zela, right, and certainly we're going to say, I don't know if anybody who says that there's no such thing as a Maisig Zela, that there's no such thing as a Maisig Zela in Avadim. Of course there is, right? So if we have a Maisig Zela in Avadim, we don't have a Maisig Zela in Karka, so, right, we learn from the Gzeres HaKasuv that there is We learn from the Gzeres HaKasuv Hukshu Avadim Karkos, there is no Kinyan, there are no Kinyan Gzela. Therefore, Shinui will not work. However, whether we define Shinui as a Kinyan Gzela, whether we define Shinui as a Machshir for the pre-existing Kinyan Gzela, but when it comes to Yayash, right there, they're going to diverge. The lack of Yeyesh and Karka is rooted in the lack of a Maisa Gzela. When it comes to Avadim, there's no such thing as a lack of Maisa Gzela. Mela, you're going to have no problem activating Yeyesh. Okay. There's more, but I should probably stop here. Does anybody have any questions? Yeah, no? All right. Scott.
Okay, Shabbat Thursday?
Yeah.